Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, again, the sermon comes from the series Psalm 41. And today, we're looking at verses 3 through 5, and specifically verse 3, which is, "The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to full health." So far, the text. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I've been thinking about this quite a bit. Jesus was true God, but he also was true man. And as true man, he did not always use his divine powers. He would sometimes set them aside. So he was able to be tempted. He was able to be hungry, be thirsty. He was able to hurt when he was wounded for our transgressions. When they flogged him, that was painful for him. But I was wondering, when he was growing up, did Jesus ever get sick? We all go through our childhood illnesses. We all suffer colds and other maladies. Was Jesus ever sick as a child? Was there a time when John the Baptizer, when they were maybe in their preteen years, would want to go over and see if Jesus could play, and he'd knock at the door and say, "Cousin Mary, can Jesus come out and play today?" And Mary says, "I'm sorry, Johnny, but he's not feeling very good today." And Johnny says to him, "Well, I have an idea, Mary. You should give him some wild honey and locust soup. That should make him feel better." But seriously, did Jesus ever get sick? That's an interesting question, because here the psalm is speaking about Jesus. The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you, God, restore him to full health. Interesting question that we have here. The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. Well, I'm thinking of Matthew 25. When Jesus separates the goats from the sheep, and the sheep he puts on his right, and the goats he throws over on his left. And he tells the sheep, "When I was sick, you visited me. You healed me. You gave me comfort." When did we do that? When you did it to the least of them, you did it for me. Did Jesus ever get sick? When he was on the cross, he was suffering greatly for what we did. And I have to wonder, any of you have some bad hips or knees, or it's kind of getting a little harder to walk than it used to? After he was scourged, after he was whipped, after he was bloodied, after all this that happened to him, and then he had a struggle to carry his cross up to the mount. And one gospel reading, we even read that he had to have someone help him as he struggled mightily with that cross to get it up there so he could then be placed on it. And it wasn't a pretty cross. It was an old rugged cross, and it had thorns, and it had thistles, and it was getting into his skin, into the wounds on his back. And could he have developed a fever or something from that? Or, as he's on the cross, and he's struggling for breath, Have you ever noticed on the cross that they actually have a little post out down by where the feet go? And the reason they have that post is where, as you're struggling for breath, you can lift up and get some breath. You know why they break the legs? So they can't lift up anymore and get breath. So that they, well, then, do any of us have breathing issues? Yeah, Jesus had a major breathing issue, trying to get his breath, his dying last breath. But they went to break his legs, and guess what? He beat them to it. He was already dead. He didn't allow them to do it because it said, no bone of his will be broken. But picture all that Jesus went through for us. All that suffering, all that. And he did it for us. Why? Because he created us. He loves us. He made us in his image. And he did not want us to suffer the torment of hell. So he willingly suffered in our place. There's a German artist from the late 1400s to the early 1500s named Matthias Grunewald. And most of his artwork has been lost, but some does remain. And he has on one, and it's a big, big thing with folding tables and pieces and stuff. I forget what it's called, but Mary could probably has heard of it. But it pictures different parts of Jesus in his life. And one of the pictures in it, one of the paintings, is of his crucified body. And not only with the pierced nails and with the spear, but also pockmarked and discolored with a disease called the plague. Jesus truly suffered for us. He took our illnesses upon himself. As Isaiah says, he took our illnesses and bore our diseases. He who was without sin became sin for us. He took on everything that was wrong with us. Our illnesses, our sins, everything, the sin, the sickness of sin. When God created us, we were perfect. We were created in his image. And then sin crept into the world and destroyed that perfect creation. But Jesus took, he who knew no sin became sin for us. And he took on all that sin upon himself. But the Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you, the Father, restore him to full health. And he did that when Jesus rose from the dead on the third day, giving us the hope and promise of our resurrection. And he is full health now. He got rid of that sickness. He destroyed sin, death, and the devil. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we still suffer sicknesses. And we still suffer the sickness of sin. But when we do so, we turn to God and we say, please, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned against you and against my neighbors. And they say, Father says, because of all that Jesus went through, your sins are forgiven. The Lord sustains you, each of you individually. The Lord sustains you on your sick bed. In your illness, he restores you to full health. And that will be completely true on the last day when Jesus comes again. And we won't have any bad hips or bad knees or struggling for breath or any of those things that affect us now. But most especially, there will be no sin. We're all going to be perfect again in the image of God because of Jesus taking our sickness upon himself. In the name of Jesus, amen.